88.5 FM. Jeff Penfield right now, joined live in studio by Natalie Prass, playing songs from her new album called The Future and the Past. Thank you so much for coming on in and taking time out to play some songs.
Hey, thank you for having us.
Absolutely. And this album, I guess you could say it had a little extra work involved because you kind of rewrote it and you kind of redid it because the time frame, it looks like, was you were ready to record a new album sometime, I'll say November 2016, and then things happened. So what happened behind that? How did that all come about?
We were slotted to record in December of 2016. And when the election happened, I was just so, upset and all the emotions in one. And I just thought to myself that I wouldn't feel right recording the record that I have planned to record. So I called the producer up pretty much the day after the 6th, and he supported it, and we scheduled to record in March. So it was still pretty fresh, like everything going down. And I just started writing and putting together a new record.
So had you ever given yourself kind of like a hard deadline like that, where it's like, all right, I've got, sounded like 4 months to write a new album. Had you ever given yourself a hard deadline like that before?
No, because I've never really had like the opportunity where like, okay, we have studio booked and musicians booked and there's a label and there's like people expecting something from me. Like I've always been at my own devices before that. Yeah.
And did you pretty much have the same players involved, or did that change around at all?
The same players that were on the 2015 release, my self-titled, all played on the new record, except we added one player, DJ Harrison played keys. But yeah, everybody else was the same. Yeah.
And as you started working on the rewritten album, what were some of the messages you felt like were important to include in there?
Well, I wanted to talk about what we were all experiencing and like my own feelings with my reactions. But I also wanted to, it was very important to me to give off a positive message, to give off a message of like staying engaged and moving forward and feeling at one with your community, hopefully, and feeling compassion towards others. And That's really what I was trying to put out there, ultimately, as a whole, Five Boys. So, yeah.
It's getting late. Time is counting down. Now with the memories, I think of what I live without. No amount of candlelight, there is not a song to play. No words can heal the heart when the heart has been slain. But there's nothing to say. Oh, when there's nothing to say, ooh, oh. It doesn't matter where you started. Every good man will fall. No matter the flag that's raised or the place that you call your home. I feel the storm is brewing. We'll be burning in the ground. Oh, and the waves will keep on crashing. Oh, when all you want is out. Yeah. Ooh, but there's nothing. there's no looking ahead if you stay the same.
You've been out on the road, so have you seen like reaction from people and people connecting to that kind of thing?
Yes, that has been so rewarding, especially what we've been, you know, going through in the news, this kind of historical Supreme Court deal going on. That has been so therapeutic. I have one song on the record called Sisters, and it's just about, supporting other women and not being competitive and looking out for each other and sticking together. That has been amazing, seeing all the girls like singing along and guys too. I mean, it's equally as rewarding. But like, just like making eye contact with other women in the audience and just feeling this intense connection has been pretty and like nothing I've ever experienced before.
And jumping in a little bit to the sonics of the album, some of the sound of it, it seems like you always had an R&B sound, but this one seemed to really push it forward. It seemed mm-hmm. to really come out a little bit stronger. Why did mm-hmm. you decide to go with that?
I've been moving in that direction slowly, more and more. And like the scrapped record, was moving in that direction as well. But I think how my intense emotions and reaction to what was happening in our country just made me dive even deeper into that. And I think a lot of that had to do with the only music that was, because I'm, you know, like a lot of songwriters and musicians, I love listening to music and it's my favorite thing to do. And but the only music that was like cutting through to me at that time was gospel music, and I love and appreciate gospel music, but I'd never had the emotional need for it like I did at that time. And I thought that was really interesting, and it made me feel just okay, there's hope and I can get through this. And so it was important to me to like try to do that myself. To have like hopefully when people hear this, they can feel empowered to get through whatever struggle they're going through. It doesn't have to be political, you know? I think that's why it just like, that was just like my reaction. Like, let's just groove a little harder. Like, okay, let's dig into this piano even more, you know?
Thank you. second night we met, never wanting to admit that we for so long haven't slept. I went for a bit of fight. My lost hands reaching out to touch. Now that my gesture won't fade, you can never get enough. Resurrection is within our clutch. But our imagination keeps leading us into the fire. We go, cause it's the only place. Oh, we will never be safe, abandoned, lost and found. Oh, baby, baby, would you take me right into your fire? Oh, but we can get higher. No, no, every time I run, I just wanna run straight back. Oh, but we can get higher. Ooh, when I say I'm done, I just wanna run straight back. We will never be safe, abandoned, lost and found. Oh, baby, baby, won't you take me right into your fire?
Matthew E. White, we've had him here.
And, yes.
You know, what was that part of why you wanted to go with him? Was because of that sound, or was it just someone that you had known before?
Oh, yeah. Matt and I go way back. We're both from Virginia Beach, Virginia. And I've known Matt since I was 14 years old. And, you know, we battled against one another in a battle of the bands. That's how we met. And we just loosely stayed in touch over time. He's like a little bit older than me. And, but then we were like the two kids from Virginia Beach, like in that small scene that were still doing it, like in our 20s. And we kept like an eye on each other. And what's special about the relationship that I've developed with Matt over time, we've definitely like grown into this kind of brother, sister. We just like, we have so much respect for one another, kind of. It's very easy. It feels very familial, you know. Yeah, I love working with Matt so much.
And you talked a little bit about community. And for you weren't like one of the cool kids who decided, oh, I'm going to go to LA, I'm going to go to Nashville, I'm going to do this in New York. You did it in Richmond, Virginia, which I know he's been pretty ardent about, you know, staying where he is, mm-hmm. and curing the community there. I mean, what was it like being able to pretty much do it where you're from?
Yeah. Well, I did move to Nashville, but I did move to Nashville in 2006 before it was cool. So,
but you lived in Nashville, but you recorded the album in Richmond.
Oh,
A lot of times you'll see people who are like in LA
saying.
Who mm-hmm. go to Nashville just for the sake of going to Nashville and, mm-hmm. you know, they record a record. But what was it about Richmond that you wanted, that you felt comfortable doing this record here? Was it a little bit about the
community.
Fact that there was that R&B history there?
Mm, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of factors, but I think the main thing that drew me back to Richmond was, you know, being from Virginia and working with these people that I've known for so long and just feeling like the whole process was more meaningful. It wasn't just working with, some cool person and wherever. It was working in Matt's house in his attic with like all these amazing people and building something together. And I still do that. I still, for the second record, nobody wanted me to work in Richmond again. And I had to really fight and put my foot down to be like, no, I want to go, I want to be home, and I want to go home when I'm done tracking, and like I want to work with my friends who I believe in so deeply. And I'd work with Richmond photographers, videographers. I try to keep it very Richmond based as much as I can. Mm-hmm.
mess me wrong, and it's a crime if we don't be with the one we've needed all along. Round and round, we've had ups and downs. No, but I can't eat without my love that I have found. Oh, when it fits, it's just day like this. I can't be without all my love that I have found. Hey.
Natalie Prass joining us live in studio. The new album is called The Future and the Past. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me. It was so much fun.
It's 88.5 FM.